AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russian President Vladimir Putin says more U.S.-Russia prisoner swaps may be coming after the release of WNBA star Brittany Griner.
Putin spoke a day after Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout was swapped for WNBA star and two-time Olympian Brittany Griner. Asked whether other prisoners could be swapped, Russia's president said everything is possible, noting that compromises have been found that cleared the way for the Griner-Bout exchange. Putin added, "We aren't refusing to continue this work in the future," making his first comments about the closely watched trade. Despite negotiating for Griner's release, the most high-profile American jailed abroad, the U.S. has failed to win freedom for another American, Paul Whelan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Griner is back in the U.S., arriving today at Joint Base San Antonio-Lackland in Texas. It's not clear yet how long she will be there. Democrats gained a seat in the Senate with Raphael Warnock's victory in Georgia Tuesday. Today, Democrats lost a seat with the announcement by Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema that from now on she's an independent. The AP's Mary Claire Jelinek reports on what it all means.
What it is really more about her than the Senate. It's not going to change functionally the operations of the Senate or the Democrats' majority. She hasn't said specifically that she will caucus with the Democrats, but she has said that she will not caucus with the Republicans.
It means Democrats still hold a majority in the Senate, 50 to 49. Social media users are reporting a rash of coronavirus cases in schools and businesses across China after the ruling Communist Party loosened antivirus rules as it tries to reverse a deepening economic slump. German authorities say judges have confirmed the arrest of 23 people detained earlier this week on suspicion of planning to topple the government. This is AP News. The head of NATO is warning the war in Ukraine could spin out of control.
If things go wrong, they can go horribly wrong, says NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. He worries that the fighting in Ukraine could become a war between Russia and NATO, a full-fledged war in Europe, he says. He calls what's happening in Ukraine a terrible war that could spread into a major conflict. He tells Norwegian broadcaster NRK that NATO is working every day to avoid that. The Kremlin has repeatedly accused NATO allies of effectively becoming a party to the conflict by giving Ukraine weapons, training its troops, and providing Ukraine with military intelligence. I'm Rita Foley.
The Treasury Department is sanctioning a group of companies and people linked to illegal fishing operations and human rights abuses in Chinese waters. One company is accused of working conditions so dangerous, five workers died after 13 months at sea. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.